This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A sunny day greets Tel Aviv with clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. In Haifa, expect a slightly cooler breeze as the day unfolds. As the sun sets, temperatures will drop, bringing a calm and pleasant evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Trump is undecided on a war plan with Iran following attacks on U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reports that some Israeli cities have opened shelters and are preparing for potential Iranian attacks in the past hour. Also, this hour, I-24 News reveals that additional IDF soldiers face charges over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. Separately, the Jewish Library and Chabad Center near Buenos Aires were attacked, as reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, coming in now, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that Argentine counterterrorism officials are investigating the incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jake Wallace Simons, a prominent journalist, posted earlier today about the recent Iranian missile attacks on the UAE. He highlights Israel's role in operating the Iron Dome system there for the first time. Ynet Global also posted earlier today about Israeli cities preparing for a possible new wave of attacks from Iran, just after the recent strikes on the UAE and Oman. From Middle East 24, a post from earlier today discusses claims of senior Iranian commanders using junior officers as human shields, reportedly sheltering far from conflict zones. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump and Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. officials say President Trump is weighing his options to address Iran's recent provocations. While some advisors push for military action, Trump leans toward negotiations to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. The outcome of this decision could significantly impact regional stability and U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to local developments, Ynet details how Israeli cities are taking precautionary measures following Iran's recent aggression. Shelters are opening amid fears of renewed hostilities after the recent attacks on neighboring countries. This preparation signals heightened tensions and possible disruptions to civilian life. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers the indictment of IDF soldiers involved in smuggling operations into Gaza. This revelation adds another layer to the ongoing security concerns in the region. The case underscores the challenges in maintaining border integrity and the potential implications for regional security. Turning to another international concern, Forward reports that the attack on Jewish sites near Buenos Aires has prompted an investigation by Argentine counterterrorism officials. This incident raises alarms over anti-Semitic threats abroad and the need for increased vigilance on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that a new draft decree on tobacco products has sparked controversy. Manufacturers warn it could shift the market to Palestinian territories, raising economic and regulatory concerns. Separately, CTEC features Avner Halperin from Shiba Impact, who argues that Israel lags in adopting AI healthcare technologies. He emphasizes the potential for AI to transform healthcare delivery, enhancing access and efficiency. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Israel's economic resilience amid ongoing conflict. Despite the strength in high-tech industries, rising debt and cost of living pressures pose significant challenges for the future. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.